That was the sort of sound which the first Crusaders must have heard when they charged into battle against the Mohammedans. The shawm, ancestor of our modern oboe, is traditionally a Mohammedan invention. The Crusaders brought examples back with them, and the shawm became one of the chief outdoor instruments in Europe for seven centuries. Another common outdoor instrument in the Middle Ages was the bagpipe. It's a good solo instrument for dancing to because it provides its own accompaniment. You play the melody on the chanter, which is just like a small shawm, accompanied by a sustained note on the long drone pipe. Instruments were divided into loud and soft categories in the Middle Ages, an idea which Europe inherited from the East. Loud instruments, like the shawm, were for outdoors. Soft instruments, like the flute, were for indoors. The six-holed flute is appreciably softer than its modern descendant. It's heard playing with medieval bells, which were frequently used for the plainsong parts in church music. The bells are struck with little hammers. The recorder was one of the commonest soft instruments. This popular gimmel from the time of Chaucer is played on tenor recorder and psaltery. On the psaltery, one of the ancestors of the harpsichord, the wire strings are plucked with a goose quill. This English carol from the time of Henry V is played on treble recorder and bells. Carols were especially suitable for processional music. Thank you. pipe and tabor has been used for dance music since the time of the troubadours. Both instruments are played by the same person, holding the pipe and the tabor in the left hand, leaving the right hand free for the drumstick. Pipe and tabouring has never really died out in England. The sound was still heard in villages up and down the country in Victorian times, and many Morris dance teams today have their own pipe and tabourers. Instruments were far from standardized in the Middle Ages. There was a great variety of shapes and sizes, particularly in those instruments made out of animal horn. The Gemshorn is a real goat's horn, converted into a recorder by making finger holes and a whistle mouthpiece. The crumb horn was originally made from animal horn too, although the later ones are wooden. The name means curved horn. The sound is produced by a double reed inside a wind cap, rather like the bagpipe chanter, except that the crumb horn is a cylindrical tube. The player can only control the reed by his breath pressure. The Renaissance saw the invention of a colourful variety of wind cap instruments. Their names are often confusing. Cornemuse, besides its more normal meaning of French bagpipe, seems to have meant a type of straight crumb horn with a much softer tone. Thank you. Some windcap instruments had a conical instead of cylindrical bore. The Rauschpfeifer is really a windcap schaum, and therefore an outdoor instrument. One of the most brilliant inventions of the 16th century was the prototype of the modern bassoon. By doubling the tube of the instrument back on itself, the dulcians were half the length of the equivalent size of schaum. The tenor dulcian, for instance, is only 2 feet 4 inches long. The idea of a doubled back tube was applied to wind cap instruments too. The Courtauld is a cylindrical bore bassoon with a wind cap. The sound is similar to soft varieties of crumhorn, like the cornemuse, but the double tube gives you several extra notes. Here are 4 sizes of Courtauld, one after the other: soprano, alto, tenor, and bass. Inside the racket, the tube doubles back not once, but 7 times. This means that in a cylinder less than 7 inches high, you have a tube nearly 4.5 feet long. Thank you. racket was redesigned in the 17th century, and it acquired even more convolutions and a conical instead of a cylindrical ball. The new style of racket sounds much more like a soft bassoon. Small portable reed organ. The reeds are contained in short wooden resonators, making the whole instrument much more compact than a pipe organ. The general effect is rather like a consort of crumhorns.